Please go away.
Yes, please go away. I'm tired of looking at you.
No, I liked Finn. I just, yeah, I agree. Every once in a while, you've got to give somebody a break and have them come back. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Finn Balor and taking a break, somebody came back and beat the snot out of Finn Balor on Monday Night Raw. And who was that? The Fiend.
Yes, and finally, I liked how they brought him in. Did you like that part?
Yes, I did.
The light, not just the whole lights go out at the same time.
Yeah.
First is music.
Yeah.
Then one set, then the other set. And then I think one of the commentators, they did it perfectly. You know who that is? And he had that mask on.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
saying, please have that mask on. And he did.
Oh, it was and freaky,
then
man.
Then he had those contacts in that made his eyes yellow. And then I was like, okay, this is what he needed to do.
And then give the announcers credit again. I don't know if somebody was feeding them some information. They tied in the recent difficulties in New York City that they've been having with their power grid. They had several power outages last weekend in New York City.
Okay.
So they brought that in as part of the commentary. We thought, I think it was Corey Graves says, I was thinking that it might be a power outage because they've had power issues here in New York. I'm going, hey, that was cool. That was good. That was really good on their part. But I love Bray Wyatt. I am a member of the Firefly Funhouse. I love Bray Wyatt.
How are they going to get the dolls involved, though? Something has got to come up where he's going to have more people with him.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen. You know that's going to happen.
And then somebody's going to have those dolls on their hands.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one of them pops up from underneath the ring, and all you see is an arm come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, if you want. Now, his next opponent, and I hate to say it, how would you like to see Bray Wyatt retire The Undertaker and become the face of fear? I mean, we've already seen it once. We've seen him once.
Yeah.
But we've never seen it like this.
I could handle it, but I think the Taker's back for a while. I don't think he's ready to hang it up. I mean, his performance, it was pretty good in Extreme Rules.
His performance was excellent.
Yeah.
He looked in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, he did. I think that he was pretty much, I'm just reading into this. I'm just wondering if he was so upset with the performance of he and Bill Goldberg that he said, yeah, I'm going to be around for a little bit. You know, maybe just the pay-per-views and an occasional appearance on Monday Night Raw or something. But I think he's going to be around for a little bit.
I think he has to be after the debacle of that show and that tainted his little career. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what he did, but I'm still, now that we've got this new flavor, well, not really new flavor, but we have this new character, I just want to see what kind of problems he brings to Monday Night Raw. Or does he go to SmackDown as well?
Well,
will he go to both places?
More than likely they will. They probably will because they don't have the brand split anymore. Don't get me started on that. But
yes,
think about one of the things with the Firefly Funhouse that has been going on because he always says, just let me in.
Yeah, just
let me in. So you know there's going to be some more members of the Funhouse that will be there. Maybe they'll bring in a Sister Abigail with the puppets.
I know the perfect Sister Abigail. What is her name? She was with she's got that Irish voice, just like Becky does.
Nikki Cross?
Yes.
She'd be a good one, yeah.
Nikki would be a perfect one.
Yeah.
She's two bricks shy of a load.
Yeah.
That girl would be great as Sister Abigail, but we've already seen Sister Abigail before, and it was
we didn't see it. No.
Yeah, we did.
No. No.
It was Barry. It was Bray Wyatt and Drag.
That was stupid. So
yes, it was.
But it did lead to one of the best matches of that year. Remember, because Bray was ill. He got a viral infection. He couldn't perform. They were supposed to have Sister Abigail against the Demon and Finn Balor, and they couldn't do it, so they called in AJ Styles, and that was an incredible match.
Yes, but I think now that Bray Wyatt has lost the weight and put on some muscle, has took care of the long beard and the now he's got the big dreadlocks going. I think
it's a good look, man. That's a good look for him.
Yes, it is. It is a good look. But I'm just let's just see where this goes with the Firefly Funhouse
and the Muscle Man Dance. Don't forget the Muscle Man Dance. You got to do the come on, Chris, do the Muscle Man Dance. Come on.
I don't have any muscles anymore.
Oh, yeah.
My muscles have turned to flab.
Oh,
but
my biggest muscle is my stomach muscle. Yeah, baby.
So
I was doing the Muscle Man
Dance. You like that Muscle Man Dance?
Oh, it's hilarious! It's hilarious. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did. When I saw it, I went, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!" Really?
You know, we're talking about the Firefly Funhouse, and I'm going to switch gears here on you just a little bit. Okay, we can get back to Extreme Girls. I was watching the buy-in show for All Elite, and I think it was during the Librarians match, Peter Avalon. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it was that one or the women's tag match was going on. All of a sudden, the crowd starts chanting, "Yowie, Zowie."
Really?
I was going, "Yes, I loved it. I loved it." They were chanting, they were chanting "Yowie, Zowie" on that.
Oh, I bet Cody was loving that.
Oh, yeah. I was going, there's a crowd of wrestling fans, not just WWE fans, wrestling fans. That's cool, though. Yeah.
Well, see, now that you and Zane have been saying that back and forth, there are WWE fans and then there are wrestling fans.
Uh-huh.
And I have been noticing that the comment section, Zane. Comment section, Zane.
We don't need that comment section anymore, Zane. Come on.
I've been kind of looking for him on some of these sites and thinking, like, I know he's on this site somewhere.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But the comment section on some of these things, and everyone is downing some of the WWE, and they're downing AEW. This is what I say. Just shut up and watch it.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah,
it's that simple, man. It's just that simple.
There's Devotion. Go watch them. Maybe you can get there. Yeah. So.
No, I'm going. August the 10th, Salt Lake City Devotion will be down there once again, and I'm gonna go to this match August the 10th. Already got my room reservations and everything. That's Devotion Championship Wrestling, independent promotion in Salt Lake City. And I cannot wait to go down there. By the way, you remember when Tom Sherlock was a co-host of Turnbuckle Trash, our buddy Tom?
Of course.
Well, Tom was at the Devotion Championship Wrestling event this past, I think it was on the 13th, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And one of the female competitors got a little bit upset with Tom, ripped his shirt, and chopped him right across the chest.
Oh,
it was so great. I loved it. Good sport, Tom. He loves professional wrestling. Just absolutely loves it. So I thought that was cool.
We haven't heard from Tom in so long. It's been a memory. But
yeah, I see him every once in a while around town, and he and Trent, and still good friends. So that's
wonderful.
Great. So, yeah. So
wonderful.
Also, I wanted to ask you just a couple of quick questions on the new Intercontinental Champion being Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm happy with that. I'm glad that they finally put another belt on him. He's one step away. Well, he's two step away from being a Grand Slammer. Next will probably be the heavyweight title or the Universal title. It was a good match between him and Finn Balor. I give all the credit for Nakamura. Congratulations. You are now the Intercontinental Champion. Congratulations, Nakamura. Yeah.
No, I feel bad for Finn because, something's going on where he thinks he needs some time off. And I hope whatever, whether it's injuries or maybe personal issues he needs to deal with. So I wish him the best because I think Finn is a phenomenal performer. So we'll wish him best there.
I think he's gonna go raid Area 51.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, right. What they need to do is get Bray Wyatt out there that on September the 3rd and have him. Yeah, that would be kind of freaky. But no, we're not gonna raid Area 51. I've driven past it, but I'm not gonna raid it. So
I can't go there. I want to call Uncle Randall so bad and say how many of the hotels have been booked.
Oh, please, yeah. We ought to find that out. We ought to find that out. So, yeah, September the 3rd, that is the stupid. Sorry. This isn't professional wrestling. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard about. You know what's going to happen? They're going to have about 200 people show up, maybe. And there's like 2 million people interested on Facebook right now. But they're going to maybe have 200 show up. And somebody's going to wind up getting hurt. And I know the Air Force, the military is not going to, the military is not going to put up with that.
Well, this is like you said, it's non-wrestling, but here's the thing. Whoever started this was a dummy. I go on the Facebook page and I look it up, and it is solely the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, if this isn't a shoot, I don't know what isn't.
Yeah.
But, yes, ladies and gentlemen, people are actually thinking about the military base and raiding it. How stupid can you be?
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And on the day after Chris and I were talking about this Area 51, it comes out that it's all a joke. Here is the guy that put it first on Facebook. Listen to him talking. And I think he got a little worried about something called the FBI.
I posted it on like June 27th and it was kind of a joke. And then it waited for like 3 days, like 40 people. And then it just completely took off out of nowhere. It was pretty wild. I was just like, the FBI is going to show up to my house. And it got a little spooky from there.
My saying is this, whoever created this little thing about Area 51, even if it's a joke, I would have the feds be knocking on this person's door and saying, you come with me.
The FBI is going to show up to my house. And it got a little spooky from there.
And now I do believe that that Area 51 is hiding something. But I do believe Area 51 is hiding something else. But I know the listeners will probably look at me like I've grown two heads and I don't have a brain. I believe that the Area 51 is where we had our moon landing.
No. Don't get started. Oh, no.
I knew it.
No. Did you watch all that shows on TV where they were trying to prove that the moon landing didn't happen?
The conspiracy on the moon landing, I saw it on Netflix. I loved every minute of it.
Oh, it was well done, but oh, geez, come on. It's called a stretch. Come on, Stretch Armstrong.
Okay. Now that we've gone over conspiracy theories and dummies trying to get to someplace else, why don't we go back to the real life?
Let's talk about a moon here, okay? Are you ready for the moon story here? Was the main event of the evening. The main event, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch against Baron Corbin and the lady. And did you see that moonshot there?
Yeah.
When she was getting into the ring and the cameraman put the camera.
He was the MVP. He was Mr. Money in the Bank.
I know my wife was in the living room. I'm watching on the computer. And I went, oh, yeah. And I love my wife to death, but I was going, yeah, huh?
You're lucky because when I was watching on my phone, I was drinking coffee and I went, I had to clean it off. I was like, oh, geez.
Well, let's just say that was a very close up of a scantily clad moon. Is the moon out tonight?
Yeah, so. I tell you one thing, I've never seen Saturn, but I've seen Uranus.
Oh, but I'm bow.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was a fun match though. With
yes,
the Extreme Rules match, the mixed tag team with Lacey Evans, Baron Corbin, Seth, and the man. Enjoyed it.
Yes.
I knew that Baron Corbin was going to do something to Becky, and he did, and that led to Seth losing it. But come on. I'm sorry. I know that there was a big reaction, when he came out, Mr. Boring in the Bank, and now Mr. Universal Boring Yawning Champion. I'm not a fan of his. I just I've never been a fan of Brock Lesnar. Never have been.
I can understand your being upset about it. I was too, but we knew it was going to happen because he said it. He goes, that's when Paul said he will cash in at Extreme Rules either on Kofi or on Seth. When those kendo sticks came out and they started beating the daylights out of him, I knew, here comes Brock.
Yeah.
That's it. Here it comes. And yeah, it did. And Brock did what? Four F5s on him? Or three or four of them? And then that was it.
I was yawning by that time. Well, Mr. Boring in the Bank. Now, okay, well, Chris, I'm going to play Booker here. And you, and I thought this, I was going the whole night, how are they going to get this tied in? I think a much better ending, and one that I would have said, okay, that makes sense, was to somehow have Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Brock comes out, beats the snot out of Baron Corbin, and gets it. So you've got Brock now with the title. You got Seth would could still go after him. Baron Corbin could be injured or something. He'd be sitting out for a little while. And then you're setting up another feud with Lacey and Becky to get the man's belt back. That, to me, would have been a lot more satisfying storyline.
Yeah, I like that. It should have been that way. Or this, they could have had, you know what? I'll stick with yours because that's perfect.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that one. But now that Brock is champion, ticket sales went up. I mean, the prices of the tickets went up. I don't know what Vince sees in Brock Lesnar. I just don't see it.
There's got to be something in there, whether he gets more people at a live event or maybe the ratings go up or something. Something that we don't know about. Maybe t-shirt sales or something going up.
Does Brock have secret videotape of Vince McMahon doing something? He's blackmailing him? What could it be?
I don't know. I have no clue. And once again, I'm going to preface this by saying it's nothing personal against Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the storyline. And I think they put him between a rock and a hard place. He comes out on Monday Night Raw. He's got the title belt holding it up to his ear like he did with that briefcase, kind of jiving around like he's listening to a boombox.
Uh-huh.
Give me a break, you know? I got more rhythm than that man. And I'm 62 years old and can barely walk, you know?
Well, you know what? A catfish has better rhythm than he does. I mean,
and you would know since you come from the town with the world's biggest fish fry, Paris, Tennessee.
Yes, we do, and hopefully we can go back to that because I could use some catfish right about now. Ooh, nobody around here knows how to cook. You know what really got me going since we're done with the WWE is the fight for the Fallen in AEW.
Oh, well, let's talk about this.
The only thing that – who is this dude with the mask that looks like a dinosaur?
Something.
Him and Jungle Boy were a tag team.
Right.
I'm not a fan of this dude.
I love him, man.
You do?
I think he's awesome. I've seen him. He wrestled for quite a while in Impact Wrestling. Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
And then I've seen him a couple of times in Ring of Honor. I know he does a lot of stuff with AAA. Luchasaurus, that's his name. Luchasaurus.
That's there you go.
I think he's got a good look. I like the mask. I like what he does with it. I mean, it reminds me of kind of old school.
Mm-hmm.
When you had people, you know, like the Mummy.
Now that was in both USWA and the Mummy was also used also in Smoky Mountain as well.
Oh, okay.
And then Jim Cornette had to cut off his thumb to prove that this guy he can't feel anything. And he took a pair of scissors and cut off his thumb.
Yeah.
And the guy that was underneath of it, and he was there on his podcast, he goes, that was the worst feeling in the world, knowing that you were putting a pair of scissors up to a thumb that wasn't there. He said, but I remember that. But no, the worst idea that Memphis ever had was the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. That was bad. That was Glenn, too, wasn't it?
That was Glenn too.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And Freddy Krueger.
Uh-huh. That's what it reminds me of. That kind of gimmick. Although, yes, you know, he's kind of scary. Like, remember the Barbarian?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he reminds me of. It's a gimmick wrestler, and I kind of do. I don't know why you don't like him, because you're kind of an old school guy. So.
Well, I'm an old school guy, but I like old school wrestling. Uh-huh. But he just reminds me of. He reminds me of that band Gwar.
Oh yeah.
That's who he reminds. He reminds me of the band Gwar, and I keep looking at him. It's like, I don't know about you, man. I don't know that. But maybe he can grow on you like toe fungus or something like that. I don't really know. Jungle Boy was good. I mean, he's got some moves on him, and he's athletic. I'll give him that. But the only thing that I had a problem with Fight for the Fallen was at the end when Cody Rhodes made his little speech that you can't duplicate, you can't recreate this. And when AEW goes to TNT in the fall, who's coming with us? And all the fanboys are just jumping up and down and not throwing the babies in the air. They're drop kicking the babies. I just, come on, Cody. We all know that you're wanting to beat Vince, but you don't have enough money, you don't have enough talent, and you got good storylines, but it's going to run out soon. And you've already stubbed your toe with the chair shot,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah, but what's going to happen? And you know, and Chris, you know, like I know, the fanboys out there, the smarks, the marks, whatever you want to call them, are the idiots. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, yep, just plain old idiots.
Yes,
the minute that they get upset with something that they do at All Elite, they are going to brutalize them on social media.
And yes, they are.
They're setting themselves up for that just complete brutalization, and I don't want to see that. I want to see these guys succeed. If you have a good product in All Elite, and you have a, mm-hmm, good product that evidently is improving since All Elite's getting all this, you know, good publicity, that, mm-hmm, they've kind of stepped it up a little bit at WWE. You got to admit that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. It's good for everybody involved. If you are a professional wrestling fan, to have both of them have good, strong products. If the fanboys turn on All Elite, they're done within 2 years.
I think it's not, I really hope I'm wrong, but I think it could happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, they've had how many shows now? They've had 3 shows.
Uh-huh.
Out of those 3 shows, which one was the best?
Double or Nothing.
Okay. So that just proves to me that once a year, they're going to have decent shows. Now, at TNT, like you and Zane were talking about, they're not going to be able to do all this extreme stuff like they did at the pay-per-views. They're not going to be able to do it. So the fan base is not going to be happy because they're not going to see chair shot or running into Bob Wire. Or I just want to watch their first TV on TNT, and I want to see what they will do and what they can't do.
Yeah.
We all know that they can't do like the Attitude Era, which everybody brings it up. I mean, they're going to have a new champion in what's their next one coming up?
August 31st, they're going to have an event.
Adam Hangman Page and Chris Jericho that attacked Adam Page. And we all knew it was Jericho under that mask.
All right.
A blind stuck in the basement, Stevie Wonder could see that was Jericho underneath that mask. Mm. Nobody. Has Jericho changed to you? Has Jericho, you know, has he changed? Has he, or is he just, I mean, I know he's older.
Yeah, he's still a good, he doesn't, there's been a lot of talk about him being a little heavier, but he's not working out as much. He's doing the DDP yoga, so he's still in phenomenal condition.
Well, for that age, yes,
yeah,
he is.
Right.
For his age, and he's still doing it at the age of 50, he's still in that ring doing, uh-huh, all this stuff. But you're not going to see him doing like he did before, the moonsaults and all this other high flying stuff. Jericho can't do all that anymore, but
right,
he did knock Adam Page in the eye pretty good.
Uh-huh.
that was a nice little shot right there. And, mm-hmm, then he put it on social media. See you in for the, mm-hmm, title. We know who's going to win.
Yeah.
We know who's going to win. I mean, are you picking Adam Page like I am?
No, I'm picking Jericho.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Chris. You need that name at first. You need that name. And he's a name.
Well, see, I'm picking Hangman Page to get it. I really am.
Yeah.
I think that if they're going to start a company out, let's bring him in as a champion and have this. But you're right. You know, that is correct. Let's have Chris Jericho as champion, a name. But I can see Hangman Page as the new AEW World Champion.
It could be. You know, that's why they have the event. That's the why they have.
That's
the
true.
Event. Yeah. I am kind of worried about what's going to happen when they finally get that TV deal going. There's been talk about being Tuesday night, talk about being Wednesday night. It's just going to, they just need to make sure they hit the ground running. And then when they stub their toe, which they've done it a little bit already, mm-hmm. but what's going to happen when there's like 3 weeks of pretty bad shows, nothing great. And then the fanboys and social media starts getting all over them. Will they be able to ride out the storm and still put on a good product? I sure hope they will. I want them to.
I think they will. I mean, the only thing they're having some production problems, which every big organization does at first. I mean, everyone has their problems.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just, they're still, you know, hitting the ground running, and they're going to have little hiccups. And since AEW has come in, everybody's been so hyped over it, and I still cannot understand really why. It's a new organization. Everybody loves it. They've said this is going to be the new thing, the new way. But all we've seen right now is Cody Rhodes being in all the main events. He's just like his daddy. He's booking himself in the main events all the time.
Here's the thing. Okay, are you ready?
Go for it.
It's not necessarily them being excited about All Elite. Uh-huh. Those that are just so hyped about it and so absolutely over the top with their excitement are just so frustrated with the WWE. So that's the WWE backlash that mm-hmm. is being taken in social media by some of these people that really, they really don't understand business, the business end of professional wrestling. And you know, since I am somewhat in the entertainment business, mm-hmm. I understand that aspect of it. Where does that entertainment end and business take over? Mm-hmm. So that's what the All Elite wrestlers are going to be dealing with in the front office. And when they can't deliver entertainment, as far as these fanboys, and I'm not even going to call them real wrestling fans, they're just people that are anti-WWE fans. What's going to happen when they turn on them? That's my big worry about All Elite. And I think they've got enough business sense to be able to ride the storm out. I hope so anyway.
But here's the thing. You've got CCW. You've got Devotion. You've got NWA. You've got all these promotions that are out there. But this one name, AEW, is the biggest thing that's going right now. You've seen Triple A, you've seen Memphis, you've seen more wrestling than I have. I mean, good Lord, you've seen more wrestling than I ever have.
Yeah.
And what's the one match, the one thing that you have seen stand out that you will never forget as long as you live? The one wrestling match that you went to personally that you would never forget?
Well, to me, the one that I really have a big memory of is when the Rock's dad, Rocky Johnson, won the Southern Heavyweight Championship against Jerry Lawler in Memphis. But I also have some really fond memories of going to a WWE event at Busch Stadium in St. Louis and seeing Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter, and Andre the Giant. But I think when you're talking about like AAA and Evolve Wrestling this past Saturday night, man. That was a great show. I loved that Evolve show.
Evolve was perfect.
Yeah, and I loved Adam Cole being on there, and then Johnny Gargano coming out at the very end. And there's just so much product out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Are we oversaturated with it? I'm not sure yet.
No.
But
not
what
yet.
But what is the exciting part about having people like Evolve, the MLW, Championship Wrestling from Arizona and Hollywood, and then you've got Ring of Honor. I'm not sure whether Lucha Underground is even going to come back yet, but you got all these different situations. And then you add on top of that all the YouTube channels from all the little independents all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
As Zane says, it's a great time to be a professional wrestling fan, not necessarily a WWE fan, but a professional wrestling fan. I love it.
Well, I still like it when Lawler has his stuff on Saturdays. He goes back to the old tapes and you can see these old matches. I like watching the old stuff first before even the new stuff is here.
I mean, Butcher Vachon. Remember Butcher when he was on Saturday Morning Wrestling and he took the axe and literally cut his arm? I mean, that wasn't a work. That was a shoot. He took an axe and cut a slice out of his arm on live TV. That's the kind of crazy stuff that was going on in Memphis. So,
or Lawler going through the car windshield, getting run over
by Eddie Gilbert.
By Eddie Gilbert. By Eddie, and then the police were actually called to Channel 5.
Yes, they were. Yeah, so.
Can it get even better right now?
Oh, it could get better, yeah.
I don't think AEW, like you said, AEW can't shine their shoes and won't be able to outproduce them, won't be able to do out the money. But the only thing AEW is going to do is they're going to take a couple of the fans away, like Vince cares. Let them go. He's got them.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned the NWA. You know who the new NWA North American champion is?
No.
The Cowboy James Storm.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I know. I saw that.
Isn't that great? Yep. I love the Cowboy.
Cowboy. I've been wanting to know where James Storm went off to.
Mm-hmm.
And now, congratulations to James Storm.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm glad. I really was hoping he would go back to NXT.
Yeah.
I was really hoping he would, but I can understand why. He doesn't want to do the jump, and he don't want to go back to TNA, and he figured NWA would take care of him, and they did, and they did well. That's good. I'm glad he's a North American champion. He needed that title.
Yeah, that's good.
He's good.
Yeah, he is. I love his promo work. I really do.
I'll tell you another thing you can watch on YouTube, and I think you would like it too, is where Kirk Hawkins and Zack Ryder, they go toy hunting. You would probably like that.
I would love that. Because, you know, Zack is a big action figure collector, especially wrestling figures. So.
Yes. So if you get on YouTube, look it up. It'll say Figure It Out.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go to toy shops and you will find them getting these old action. I've watched a couple episodes. Zack, he spent on an old NWA ring, a toy ring. It had all the, like, $2,000 on a toy ring.
Yeah, I can believe
it. On eBay, and when he got it, he opened it up. It was ripped.
Oh.
It was ripped.
Well, you know, I have a very extensive collection of action figures. I even have some old AWA figures. I've got Baron Von Raschka. Stan Hansen, which the Stan Hansen isn't complete, I even have, Larry the Axe Henning. I have that one too. So, there's some really good ones in my collection, but nothing like that one. I mean, just nothing like that. I was going to ask you one thing that happened on Monday Night Raw this past week, and it involved the ladies, the women's wrestling. They had that match, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss, in that tag team match, I think it was, or our four-way match.
Yeah.
And the crowd there was rude, to be honest with you.
Good Lord.
They started going, this is awful, this is awful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you? I watched the match. I didn't think it was awful.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, But the thing of it is that, see, this is what's wrong with wrestling fans now. They become the biggest critics in the world, and they think they know everything.
Amen. You're preaching to the choir, brother.
And now they're the experts. That's why every time if I get on a site, I say, oh, look at the comments from all of these experts. Okay, guys, you don't know what to do in that ring. You've never been in it. But for some reason, this day, you have become a professional wrestling expert.
And I think that's something a little bit different from our podcast and others. We don't profess to be experts. We just say,
no,
this is what we like and what we don't like. And I'm going to tell you this. I put it on, I think it was Real Wrestling, that Facebook page. Some people were really ragging on Alexa Bliss. And she's one of my favorite female performers because she's one of the best about psychology in the ring. And they don't get that. They just don't get it.
No. Mm-mm. Their kind of wrestling that they're used to is...
the flippy stuff?
The flippy, or I'm going to run into barbed wire, or I'm going to fall on light bulbs, or I'm going to have a guy put out Lego blocks and I'm going to fall on them.
Ouch.
And then I'm going to have you put this on YouTube, and then I'm going to type everything that I thought was right about it. Okay, well, that's fine. You can do that. But see, when we do it, we actually go into the wrestling. We actually watch the match. And if we see something we like, we talk about it. And if we see something we don't like, we say, okay, that was kind of dumb. Here's why. Yeah, well, I've never been in a wrestling ring. I don't know what it's like. But I do know that if somebody slips on a, you know, if someone botches a move, we notice that right off the bat if someone messes up. Like Kevin Owens with the stunner to Shane McMahon.
Right.
That was botched. Mm-hmm. And we all knew it was botched. But are we saying, well, we could have done that better? No.
And Kofi Kingston had a botch the other night on Randy Orton. He was trying to do the Trouble in Paradise, and he didn't get up high enough. He actually did the Trouble in Paradise into Randy's ribs instead of the back of the head. So things happen in the ring, and I think that's the difference between you, I, and Zane. We can sit there and say, oh, I really didn't like that. I don't like the storyline, but and I'm not an expert. I'm just a fan. And the other people, they think they know everything. And I'm telling you guys, if you're listening to us for the first time or the second time, I am no expert. I just know that I've been watching this, and I'm 62 years old, and I think I started when I was 8 years old. So I have a historic background on all types of professional wrestling. There is a place for hardcore. There is a place for comedy, except for that Orange Julius guy, the guy just the sloth of wrestling. I don't like him. But a lot of people do. Zane loves him, and that's fine.
Why?
I don't know, but there are some people out there that think it's great. And I'm not going to say that you're an idiot because of that. I'm going to say, I don't like it, but you can. I don't like Brock Lesnar, but other people do.
Yep.
If we all had the same taste, dudes, this would be one boring world. I got so upset at some of the stuff that was going on with the women's professional wrestling match on Monday Night Raw. Alexa Bliss made comments, and now people are saying, she's a crybaby. No, she's not. Sometimes we fans think we know more than we do. So get over yourself and sit back. And like you said, sit back and enjoy the match. If you don't like what you're seeing and you're in the arena, get up and go get yourself a soda, a beer, or go to the bathroom and get out of there. Don't make a fool of yourself. And you're making a complete, total, idiotic fool of yourself when you're doing this crap.
I can believe everything you say. And it's getting to the point to where you can't really enjoy wrestling because, I mean, and Zane, this goes to you if you're hearing this. As soon as you get off of a pay-per-view and you go onto Facebook or you go onto these sites and you get into the comment section and you read these idiots' comments and how could you do this or how you do that? Oh, WWE is failing and AEW is going to take over. And then you just have to sit back and you shake your head and you wonder how these people reproduce.
Or why would somebody want to reproduce with them?
Yeah. Why do you have a girlfriend or do you have do you have a life?
Yeah.
Or do you have a job? Because basically you don't have anything to me. You're playing your Xbox and asking for Hot Pockets. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't know what else to say or do with this.
Eating government cheese down by the river in a van.
Sounds like a winner to me. Let's just make sure it's the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
but Zane is correct. It does make you want to pull out your last nose hair when you read these things. But the way I see it is I can turn off social media anytime I want to, and I don't have to listen to anybody. If I don't like something, I'm going to say it. And if I do like something, I'm going to tell them that. Mm-hmm. And you all have your opinion, and that's great. The match between those women was fine. It was okay.
It was fine.
Why? Okay, you paid your hard-earned money to go to that match to watch it, and you have the right to do what you want to do. But these women are putting their lives on the line, and then this is what you give them? Seriously? Come on, guys. Give them a little bit of credit.
And at that point, once again, I say to them, they should have just gotten up out of their seats
and left
and went to the potty and make sure that they make wee-wee or